WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. 2 years ago, a retired Texas A&M master police officer was arrested for burglarizing campus buildings. 4 months later, the 29-year policeman was arrested again, this time for possession of child pornography. 56-year-old John Phillips has made a plea agreement that includes serving a 10-year prison sentence. Brazos County Assistant District Attorney Ryan Calvert says investigators found in Phillips' wallet a data card containing random images. Phillips was arrested the first time after an A&M detective discovered items stolen from the Blocker building that had been sold to pawn shops.
I don't know if he had keys to every door on campus, but he had keys to a lot of doors on campus at a minimum, and so there was no forced entry. He just used the keys that he had from his days as a cop.
That led to a joint investigation with College Station Police. A College Station man convicted 30 years ago of sexual assault is returning to prison. A news release from the Brazos County District Attorney's Office says a jury found 52-year-old Milton Crawford guilty of failing to register as a sex offender. The jury then sentenced Crawford to 85 years. The jury heard from the victim of the 1984 assault and that Crawford was previously convicted of failing to register in 2007 and 2009. The management of Easterwood Airport will be in private hands.
Texas A&M has signed a 10-year contract with the locally based company, Aston Limited, whose chief executive is John Clanton. University officials say Aston will spend $7 million in capital improvements. That list could include general aesthetic upgrades to both the commercial and general aircraft terminal buildings and T-hangars, along with the construction of a multi-purpose hangar. A&M leaders expect most airport employees will transition to Aston, which takes over June 1st. A news release quoted interim president Mark Hussey as saying he's confident the new partnership will result in enhanced and more efficient service. System Chancellor John Sharp was quoted as stating Aston will assist in recruitment of new companies and in executive travel. The news release did not disclose any financial details, such as the amount of proposed operational savings with a private company in charge. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Don't look for the city of Bryan to consider a proposed ordinance in Austin requiring the owners of rental housing to take federal vouchers. Bryan Mayor Jason Bayinski recalled working for the Brazos Valley Council of Governments in the Section 8 housing program.
City of Bryan wouldn't get involved in who you can and can't lease to. I know there are fair housing laws that regulate because of race, religion, and ethnicity mm-hmm. that you have to deal with. I guess Austin's thinking that that'll open up. If your voucher will afford you the nicest apartment complex across from the UT campus, I guess that might be something to look at.
The Austin City Council is expected in August to take final action, forcing landlords to take the vouchers. A College Station man with 22 driver's license suspensions got out of jail in 1 minute after his latest arrest. 42-year-old Vincent Turner was pulled over by a College Station policeman who ran the license plate and could not determine whether there was insurance on the driver or the car. Turner was arrested for driving with an invalid license and was back on the streets after posting a $2,000 bond. Records show it was the 29th time Turner had been booked in the Brazos County Jail since March of 1993. WTAW News Time approaching 7:09 at 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirnemann Flooring. We'll have more news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirnemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirnemann Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirnemann Flooring today.
Zwirnemann Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why you should choose Caldwell Country.
I feel good about Caldwell Country because people come up to me all the time and tell me what great deals they got when they came out here. To me, over the years, people have always meant a lot to me, and I've known the principals out here for a long time, and I feel good about them as people, and that's why I was willing to become associated with Caldwell Country. I think you ought to come to Caldwell Country because we make the best deals here.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
There you go, 7-Eleven. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Hear the numbers.
Through today, a mixture of clouds and sunshine and very warm. Most of the scattered showers and thunderstorms are just off to the west and north. High temperature well up in the 80s. And tonight, partly cloudy skies this evening, then becoming clear. Temperature by morning back down around 60, so it is slightly cooler coming up on Tuesday. Under mostly sunny skies, your high temperature around 80 to 84. And cooler and drier at night with mainly clear skies back in the 50s. Sunshine 70s on Wednesday. I'm Gary Bess, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with Look at Your Sports. The SEC is monkeying around with the football schedules a little bit. A&M baseball gets 2 of 3 from number 21 Mississippi State. There's an idiot in the NBA and a fight in NASCAR. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here at about 7:50.
Well, you know, I got here this morning, and Kevin explained to me that they had changed the scheduling procedures for the Southeastern Conference. There had been some talk to add a ninth conference game among those, Nick Saban wanting that to happen. Nick, 0-2 now.
Yeah.
They're not listening. So what we're going to do now is we're going to have permanent crossover
cross
opponents.
Cross division, and ours is South Carolina. And then one will float.
Unfortunately, yeah, I was thinking of, poor Tennessee, they get Alabama every year. I know they're pretty excited about that. But the good thing is we didn't get stuck with, well, Mississippi State is in our division, so we wouldn't. But we didn't get stuck with, you know, Vanderbilt. So, I mean, as soon as you told me that, I set to work because, after all, we need to help our Texas A&M. Now, this is just football. Is that correct? Yes.
Yes, it is.
We need to help our Texas A&M football fans learn more about the spirit that is the University of South Carolina. Because after all, a crowd favorite, of course, as we all know, is the Spurs and Strut Dance competition, right?
Yeah, of course.
No clue.
Yeah. Was created within the past decade to give all student organizations an opportunity to play an active role in homecoming. That's right. You thought you left homecoming in high school, but you didn't. They've got homecoming at South Carolina. Like they don't have any other reason to wander through. Anyway, that has been added to the Step Show competition. They did that back in 2008, so I know y'all are pretty excited about that. So just letting you know.
Riveted.
They have a homecoming parade as well, and they have a Cockfest pep rally, and they have a showcase for the homecoming parade as well. So really exciting things, and we'll be telling you more and more about that. And also, of course, we will have a University of South Carolina trivia quiz that we'll do because we want everybody to be so pumped up about our new rival in the Southeastern Conference, which would be the University of South Carolina in football.
Well, but because of the strength of schedule component,
yeah,
the ACC, Big 12, Big 10, or Pac-12. Now, we got Pac-12 already because we inked with UCLA.
Yeah.
But now the online boards are all a titter with, you know, Texas.
Yeah.
Is it going to be inhumane to saw varsity's beaks off?
You know, I don't know. How are we going to do that? Are we going to put a little ring around their leg like they do, you know?
You have to be real careful with the whole pluck 'em reference.
Can we hang them upside down and beat the... No, we'll just hang them upside down and beat the feathers off of them, right? That's what they do with the chicken plant. So there. All right, so, at least it's good we have a top administrator who's been at South Carolina who pretty much can catch us up on all that stuff, right? Okay, there we go. All right. So how'd you do yesterday with that whole Facebook thing?
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Apparently some Facebook users took to other social media sites yesterday to complain that Facebook was experiencing problems. Users all over the world reported that while they were able to access the site, it wasn't showing any content in their news feed. They took care of the problem.
Oh,
good. I'm glad they have people working 7 days a week there. Because, I mean, if it was just a Monday through Friday 9-to-5 thing, that'd upset a whole lot of
folks. There'd be about 10 billion emails
Came to work, my mailbox is full. Hello?
I was calling about the top baby names that Kevin talked about on Friday.
Yes.
I didn't hear him say it, but later on in the article, I went to look at it on the site, and they said they found someone named Brown Brown.
Did they? Oh, that is so awesome.
No, they didn't.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I would have remembered that.
That makes me feel good.
That's not true.
I'm going to take it as a truth.
So that that Donald Sterling guy,
yeah,
not going to get the Lifetime Achievement Award
from
the NAACP.
Did you hear about that? Yeah. I mean, I turned on the TV yesterday about 5 o'clock, and they were interviewing somebody about that.
How'd you like to be the runner-up to him?
Yeah.
I lost to this guy?
No, you get it now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but initially you're like, I lost to this guy?
Well, that's the other thing. Now, how do they... Yeah, how did they, after elevating him, and again, rightly or wrongly, they did.
For their 100th anniversary, no less.
Oh, wow, I didn't even know that.
I didn't either.
So now you have to have someone step in?
Or maybe they
or just... Or you just take that off the program?
Have an empty chair up there?
Maybe so. You just take that off the program. Yeah, that is a bit ironic. Okay, I'm just going to read this, and then whatever happens, happens. This is something that's probably less than appealing news. There's a decent chance that the guy sitting next to you is wearing underwear that are 7 years old. That's the average length of time that men hang on to their underwear before buying new ones. The good news is that this story comes from Britain. So I don't know if it's any different in U.S. America.
I don't think that comes as a surprise to anybody.
I wonder if the number of underwear you have matters.
The number of pair you have?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the other part, is it said roughly 22% of the men said they didn't change them every day either. So
See, that's the gross part. Yuck.
I never fell victim to this prank, but when I was in the oil field, they said, just spray Pam on your underwear. It makes the stain slide right off.
Hello.
Yeah, my wife holds to the theory that as long as a man's underwear has good elastic, he's going to keep wearing it.
Can't you go buy your own, though, I guess is what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, but that's her rule, huh? Okay, so seven years would not be a problem.
Yeah, she's saying as long a guy will hold on to the underwear.
Oh, I see. And so is seven, that's, I'm not asking who you are, so we could just ask, does seven sound about right, or is that a little long or a little bit?
I think it's a little long.
I do too, thank you. I just, does it matter what kind they are as well? I don't mean brand, I mean style. Does that have something to do with it too? So, just saying. There could be any number of variables, shall we say, in the whole equation. We're not going any farther with that than that. So are you tired of washing your car? Do you hate doing that?
Yes.
Engineers at Nissan, using a new paint finish called Ultra Everdry on the new Nissan Note Super Mini, which could fit in this room through the door. No, I don't know that. The paint uses nanotechnology to create a thin air shield above the surface of the car that makes rain, road spray, frost, sleet, and standing water roll right off the car without tainting the surface at all.
Yes, please.
We're not done. Now just hang on. Nissan is currently attempting to determine if the material is durable for long-term use on vehicles and if it would hold up in different weather conditions around the globe. So now, what it says here is, the paint uses a nanotechnology to create a thin air shield above the surface of the car. So it's almost like a little force field. Is that fair?
Basically, they're talking about an air hockey table.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. So as you're driving down the road and there are bugs approaching your nano, what is this thing called, this Nissan little bitty car. So do they never make contact with your car, the Nissan Note? Do they never make contact with your car? Do they get sprayed away by this little blanket of air around your vehicle?
I'd say no.
Okay. Second thing is, that all works until you get a door ding, or in this case, maybe a hood ding, because then that messes up the paint, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm betting that it's really, really inexpensive paint.
Yeah. No.
Get a scratch on your door. That'll be $450 prep. Okay, I'm just saying. So anyway, I like the idea, right? I mean, technology, it's a good thing. Good thing. Coming up in just a few minutes, we used to call this a Chase Auger item.
Auger him right into the ground.
Auger him right into the ground. We'll do that in just a few minutes. And then also in the next half hour, we're going to talk about women's shoes. Women's shoes.
Because we're experts?
No, not at all. I think, though, as you look at, I mean, guys have functional footwear generally. You don't see us in, I mean, unless it was Elton John back in the day, you know, don't wear really outlandish type shoes because comfort is part of function as far as guys.
Yes.
Are concerned, mm-hmm. With most everything that we wear. But, you know, women have a sense of fashion. I understand the whole thing with high heels and you know, how that makes the calf more shapely, and there's a purpose to that. Obviously, if you are in public transportation in big cities, you see a lot of women who are riding to work wearing tennies, and then they switch to dress shoes when they get to work because they don't want to be clomping around in the metro or whatever wearing something that's not comfortable and functional. But anyhow, next half hour, what to do about your feet. Now let's start back up at the other side, and that is the most powerful women's haircuts in U.S. America. The most powerful women's haircut in U.S. America.
You're not allowed to have... You're not allowed to have 2 days off ever again.
Why?
Way too much free time.
Yeah. What? To find this out?
Yes.
This is something that women want to know. We are here to help women become more powerful. It's, you don't want women to be more powerful, Kevin? Is that what you're saying here? Is that what you're saying? Are you trying to be...
Do the story before I auger myself in.
It's the Bob. According to a story in Glamour magazine, out of 23 female CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, 15 of them wear different versions of the polished chopped hairdo. That includes Meg Whitman from HP, Sherry McCoy from Avon, and Marissa Mayer from Yahoo. The reason bobbed haircuts wield so much power, you ask?
No.
Because it's laughing? Named after a man.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pimpel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Celebrate Brenham's 124th Mayfest May 2nd through the 4th at Fireman's Park to celebrate their German heritage. Starting at 6 p.m. Friday, free live Texas country music, food, German soda water, and wine. Saturday, immediately after the 10:30 parade, food, dance groups, arts and crafts, and $6 all-you-can-eat Bluebell ice cream. After an authentic German church service Sunday morning, the fest starts at noon with a beanbag tournament, homebrew contest, German bands, kids' activities, plus food and drink. Visit mayfest.org. That's MAIFEST.org.
As we mentioned, spring's here. It's a great time for you to visit Amish Furniture for Generations because the outdoor furniture sale is going on right now, and you can take 10% off. They're beautifully designed outdoor furniture and patio pieces. You'll find swivel gliders, swings and tables and arbor chairs and a lot more. Some of the most popular items that can be used outdoors. I mean, you take the comfort, the quality that you get from everything that's built by Amish Furniture for Generations, and you can take it outside with you, and it is made to obviously last in a lifetime outside. Solid wood, as you'll also find. But, you know, also, this is the one area where Amish Furniture for Generations has some product that is not wood. It is an artificial substance that they has a wood feel, has a wood look, but it is not wood, and it lasts just as long. Because, after all, we all know if you buy outdoor furniture after a while with the elements, it ends up not looking as good as you'd like or lasting as long as you would hope. Not the case with Amish Furniture for Generations. So pick out from a huge selection they have in the store right now. Or, as always, they can custom build for you any size you want, any shape, any finish. Hurry in and have a look, though, because you'll get 10% off these beautifully designed outdoor lawn and patio pieces at Amish Furniture for Generations. They're just past Kroger, the Old Town Shopping Center, and give them a call today at 260-5050.
Howdy, this is Royce Hickman, president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. Please join the Brazos Valley Restaurant Association, the Chamber, and title sponsor HEB for the Taste of Aggieland on Tuesday, April the 29th, beginning at 5:45 at the Brazos County Expo Complex. You'll be treated to your favorite food, professional chef demonstrations, and the best from approximately 35 local restaurants. Ticket prices begin at just $25. Bring your appetite and bring your friends to the Taste of Aggieland on Tuesday, April 29th. Call 260-5200 for tickets and more details.
Good morning at 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. Give them a call. 8 to 8 service. That's overtime coverage for you and your family with no overtime charges. If you get home, your unit's not working, give them a call. They'll get somebody out there the same day. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling, 690-2278. Be about 90 today. We'll have sunshine today, unlike the cloudy conditions we had yesterday, but the winds will be out of the north at 5 to 15, so that might break the warmth a little bit. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 61. Then we'll be probably around 80 or so for the next few days, cooling down to 49, by the way, on Wednesday night. There's only a slight chance of showers mentioned right now on Friday, so another dry week, and we could use a little precipitation, obviously. Right now we're looking at winds out of the south at 5, 90% relative humidity, some overcast out there, and it's 73.
When it's time to choose a pediatrician for your child, make sure you choose a practice where you're the boss. One where the board-certified pediatric specialists work for you and your family, not a big hospital system. Since our founding in 1978, University Pediatric Association has grown into one of the largest independent practices in Texas. Our independence means we answer only to our families, not a corporation. At UPA, we understand the hectic schedules of working parents and provide the services you need, like evening and weekend hours, a pediatric nurse that's on call 24/7, and we're conveniently located on Rock Prairie Road, just 2 blocks from Highway 6. Healthcare is changing in America. Today, more than half of all doctors work for a hospital system, and that's driving up the cost of healthcare. So ask yourself, who does your pediatrician work for? At UPA, the answer has always been you. For more information, click on upadocs.com or find us on Facebook. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bayinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
It took just 6 months for the number of those signed up for the President Obama's Student Debt Forgiveness Program to rise from under 1 million to 1.5 million. The program has a deceptive name, Pay As You Earn. Students can borrow an unlimited amount of money and then cap their monthly payments at 10% of their discretionary income. If, after running up the tab, they choose to work in the private sector, their loans are forgiven after 20 years. If they choose to work for government or for a nonprofit, their loans are forgiven after 10 years. A Wall Street Journal editorial calculates that a student who chooses the correct option of working for a nonprofit, say as a community activist, could pass $150,000 worth of college expenses to taxpayers. Obama promised taxpayers footing the bill, the cost would come in under $2 billion. Less than 5 years later, the cost is near $8 billion, with the increases expected as far as the eye can see. So we have yet another instance where the regime is offering billions of dollars in loans to people who won't pay it back. Many take the loans with no intention of ever paying it back. And the most favorable terms for this giveaway are granted to future government or nonprofit workers. Just another scam to benefit liberals, paid for by the taxpayers who always get the short end of Obama's stick. Marsha's identity thief wasn't a stranger. It was her best friend. She put Marsha close to $100,000 in debt. Marsha ended up losing her home. Years later, it almost happened again. But this time, she was armed with the protection of LifeLock services. Shockingly, she again knew the thief trying to steal her identity. It was her son's friend attempting to get a loan in Marsha's name. With LifeLock, Marsha was able to stop this fraudulent loan before it could damage her finances. Now, Marsha found out the hard way that no one can stop all identity theft. That's why I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't think that identity theft will never happen to you. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use promo code RUSH to get the 10% discount. That's 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. Arkansas authorities have raised the death toll to 16 related to a huge tornado that cut a sporadic 80-mile path through central Arkansas. Fox News meteorologist Maria Molina in Mayflower.
We saw a man being pulled from a car on Interstate 40. A lot of damage out here with toppled trees, trailers that were destroyed, cars flipped like they were toys, homes completely destroyed, power lines down across the entire city. And in the distance, we could see some fires burning.
The tornado was the largest of several spawned by a powerful storm system moving through the central and southern U.S. Sunday evening. It also formed a tornado that killed a person in Quapaw, Oklahoma, before moving northward into Kansas. A local businessman will be in charge of the local airport.
Easterwood Airport, owned by Texas A&M, will be operated starting June 1st by Aston Limited. The Aston name also associated with research company Lintech, IT company Fibertown, and a company focusing on historic and urban redevelopment. Chief Executive John Clanton was quoted in the news release that they look forward to enhancing community air service options and corporate aviation capabilities. The only financial information about the 10-year contract provided by A&M is that Aston will spend $7 million in capital improvements. What will be done specifically was not revealed. Possibilities include the commercial and general aviation terminals receiving facelifts along with the airport's T-hangars. Also possible is building a new multipurpose hangar. University and A&M system officials did not indicate if there will be operational savings to run the airport, a point promoted over the last 2 years, as private companies have been hired to take over food service, landscaping, maintenance, and IT functions. A&M leaders expect most airport employees will transition to Aston. The news release did not state, and officials have not responded to the question, whether airport workers will receive the same consideration as other outsourced university employees. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Future construction of a large apartment complex near Blinn College's Bryan campus may not cause the traffic concerns recently raised by neighboring homeowners. Mayor Jason Byinski says there won't be as many Blinn students once a second campus opens in College Station. Byinski does not expect apartment residents commuting to and from A&M to use Broadmoor because it's not the fastest route.
They're going to hit the bypass. They're going to go to Villa Maria, and adding that extra entrance and exit off of Villa Maria, I think, will definitely reduce some of the traffic congestion on Nash Street.
Bayinski says once the apartments are built, there will be consideration given to closing Broadmoor, the major street in the Briar Meadows subdivision.
You might have one neighbor on one side of the street that wants to close it, and the other neighbor wants to keep it open because it is convenient for them to get to and from their workplace or their shopping opportunities.
There will be a maximum of 528 bedrooms built in the new complex bordering Nash, Villa Maria, and William Joel Bryan. A nearly 30-year officer with the Texas A&M Police Department is headed to prison. 56-year-old John Phillips pleaded guilty to 5 counts of possessing child pornography and 2 on-campus burglaries. Brazos County Assistant District Attorney Ryan Calvert says Phillips was sentenced to 10 years, but Phillips can apply for probation in 6 months.
If all goes well and if you behave yourself and you exhibit good conduct and that kind of thing, then you can be placed on probation for the remainder of that sentence after you serve your prison time on the front end.
Phillips retired 7 years ago as a master police officer after joining the department in 1978. Calvert says it will be up to prison officials where Phillips is held.
Because he was a former law enforcement officer, my experience with TDC is that they will, generally speaking, take measures to kind of keep him separate or ensure his safety.
Phillips was caught pawning items he stole from the Blocker building and having in his wallet a data card containing pornographic images. For the third time in 7 years, a College Station man was found guilty of failing to register as a sex offender. A Brazos County District Court jury that convicted 52-year-old Milton Crawford then sentenced him to 85 years. Crawford was required to make the annual report after he sexually assaulted a 19-year-old woman in her College Station apartment 30 years ago. A news release from the district attorney's office stated the victim returned to court and recounted the 30-minute attack where she said she believed Crawford was going to kill her. The victim had let Crawford, a stranger, into her apartment to use the phone. Crawford had been jailed for almost 2 years on the latest charge, along with an arrest warrant from Travis County, where he was accused of an aggravated robbery. 29 times in 21 years, a College Station man has been booked in the Brazos County Jail. The latest visit lasted 1 minute. 42-year-old Vincent Turner of College Station was released after posting a $2,000 bond for driving with an invalid license. It's the 6th arrest on that charge in the last 2 years. A College Station policeman pulled over Turner after an officer ran the license plate and could not determine if there was insurance on the car or the driver. According to the arrest report, Turner has 22 suspensions on his driver's license. WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by WTAW. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
If you miss Kyrus Truck Center's Demo Day sale, don't worry. You can still take advantage of zero down with 0% interest on every zero-turn mower in stock. Hi, this is David with Kyrus Trucks, and the zeros have been extended. Get great deals on all Cub Cadet, Ferris, and Hustler zero-turn mowers in stock with zero down and 0% interest. This year, cut your mowing time in half by taking advantage of the zero down and zero interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kyrus Truck Center. Kyrus Truck Center, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
The end of the month used car super sale is going on this week at Allen Honda's pre-owned car lot. It's end of the month clearance time, and rather than take these cars to auction, they're passing the savings on to you. Over 20 vehicles available for under $10,000. So hurry in for the end of the month used car super sale at Allen Honda. Allen Honda's on the corner of Highway 6 and Southwest Parkway. Call 979-696-2424 and always at allenhonda.com.
Good morning. It's 7:38 at Brazos Valley Weather Forecast, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Through today, a mixture of clouds and sunshine and very warm. Most of the scattered showers and thunderstorms are just off to the west and north. High temperature well up in the 80s. And tonight, partly cloudy skies this evening, then becoming clear. Temperature by morning back down around 60, so it is slightly cooler coming up on Tuesday. Under mostly sunny skies, your high temperature around 80 to 84. And cooler and drier at night with mainly clear skies back in the 50s. Sunshine 70s on Wednesday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports. Coming up in just a bit, we'll catch you up on the Southeastern Conference release yesterday of a new format for their scheduling, for the SEC football schedule anyway. A&M baseball getting a second consecutive road series win, this time over number 21 Mississippi State. The softball team didn't fare as well. More action from NASCAR and Donald Sterling. If you haven't heard this story yet from the NBA, all that and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you here in about 10 minutes.
I was supposed to have the South Carolina fight song in the background.
Oh, I'm sorry, we missed that.
Well, we need to start learning these things. It's important that we do that. It's called Gamecocks Lead the Way. Just letting you know. Well, because in case you don't know, this is going to be our crossover opponent. So as a result. Now let's see. I could listen to it on iTunes. I could pay 99 cents. What do you think? Should we spend that?
It's your dollar.
I don't know. Let's see if we can find it. Because I mean, we'll need to. Don't we need to learn their fight song after all?
No.
Preview stopped. Okay. Do you know the name of their football stadium? I'm just saying. Now, is it Williams-Brice? Is it Gamecock Stadium? Is it Death Valley? Or is it Palmetto Field? Do you know?
Hen House.
Now you're just being mean spirited.
I am.
These are our new rivals.
I know.
It's Williams-Brice Stadium.
I'm acting rivalrous.
Okay, here you go.
Rivalrous. I like it a lot.
Anyway, between now and when football season, well, we open the season with them this year. You know, so we'll that'll be interesting. Anyway, we'll get around to that later. Anyhow, the reason for the Bob haircut. Golly, man. The reason bobbed haircuts wield so much power, according to the Journal of Social Psychology, attractiveness is a strike against women up for corporate management positions.
That
lets you off the hook. I think this was much more insensitive than that. The study says the bob strikes a balance between a somewhat masculine style and not silly. In another study funded by Procter & Gamble, done by Yale University, women with shorter hair are perceived more intelligent and confident. They got this first thing from the Journal of Social Psychology. They said, wait a minute, we got to find something positive to say about this thing. Oh, is that it? There it is.
Okay. You just run it in the background. Keep talking about hair.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
that's perfect. We got that done. All right, so anyhow, then there was the story about... There was the story about Minneapolis. You know, we talk about San Francisco being a pretty liberal-type town, but I would say to you that actually in Minnesota you'll find plenty of, let's see, we don't want to say liberal. What would we want to say? We'd want to say...
In Minneapolis?
Yeah.
I would say liberal.
Okay. All right. Well, they've decided that they shouldn't, they shouldn't celebrate Columbus Day anymore. See, Columbus, I mean, if you'll think about it, Columbus was really not a good guy. Granted, he...
That started the plight for the Indians,
right, exactly,
et cetera, et cetera.
Right. So the Minneapolis City Council last Friday unanimously passed a resolution to rebrand Columbus Day as Indigenous Peoples Day. You see... Columbus, and again, I believe there are cities named after him.
Yes, that is correct.
There are schools. There are any number of stuff out there. Some pretty important things there. In 46 states, you'll find Columbus, a federal holiday. Apparently, that's not good. Council member offered a soundbite to help the medicine go down. Quote, "This is not necessarily about Columbus. He is not the center of our existence. This is about the power of the American Indian people and indigenous communities all over the world who are setting the record straight." End quote. Safe to say this will ultimately be some sort of an indictment on Columbus's historical record.
Yes. But,
there you go. So look forward to Indigenous Peoples Day on the same date. That's what they'll be celebrating.
Is it the start of football season in Washington?
No, I don't think it is. It's close. It's in October. I think football season's already started.
I think it should coincide.
By the time
I think that would be perfect.
Get to that. Hello.
You know, this PC business is just getting ridiculous because all of the Indian tribes got their land by conquering somebody else.
Well, you know, it's just a matter of where you checked into history, right? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, just thought you'd like to know that. So we're talking about women's shoes earlier. How function is part of the design of men's shoes. We like comfort. Women, on the other hand, want to look as good as they possibly can, and sometimes that means they put on shoes that are not too comfy. The New York Times walked a mile in the shoes of a handful of L.A. and New York City-based podiatrists who offer procedures specially designed to help women fit comfortably into designer heels. Okay, what type of surgery would women undergo for the sake of their shoes? Well, there's toe shortening, there's fat pad augmentation, and there's toe lengthening procedures. By the way, one Beverly Hills podiatrist who brands his procedures with names like the Cinderella and the Perfect 10. There's the Park Avenue podiatrist who recommends Prada and Michael Kors for women who are looking for a wider shoe, but offers injectable fillers for cushioning areas of the feet.
I'm sure there's no subsidies there at all.
Oh, any insurance coverage? Yeah.
No, I'm thinking from Michael Kors.
Oh, I got you. Another New York City practitioner corrects what he calls hitchhiker's toe. Well, it's a case of an outsized big toe.
And so don't you know so they're not sitting on the side of the road with their feet in the air.
No, I don't know how we get hitchhiker's toe out of this. I guess it gets sticking up in the air, whatever. But can you imagine the first time he removes that shoe and he bites his lower lip and shakes his head a little bit and goes, well, unfortunately, I have to tell you, you have hitchhiker's toe. Anyway, they do draw a line. One patient's request was to amputate her pinky so it'd have a better fit. Oh. And just to show you, this is not new. You go to the Times, they check back on it in 2003, focusing on the perils of the procedures. Bunion removal, for instance, and ending up having a patient with serious foot pain. But all of this has had to do with the idea of making sure that your feet would fit into those really nice-looking shoes. Ladies, it's okay. Don't do that for us.
Yeah, please.
We're not worth it.
No.
No. I guarantee you we are not worth
it. No.
So with that done, let me see. We've solved that. You don't have to, soon you won't have to wash your car anymore. We have that taken care of for you. And so I guess what happens then? What happens to the Columbus Day parades if it ends up being Indigenous Peoples Day? Because actually, what Columbus Day was for the Italian Americans.
I mean, right.
Let's talk about what this was really about.
Correct.
You know, we needed a day because the Irish people had taken St. Patrick's Day, and we needed to come up with something else. And you know, obviously, Italians didn't have saints that they could celebrate like that for, so they picked on Columbus, and it worked out well for them so far. But can you see the newspaper ads? Indigenous Peoples Day mattress sale. Hello? Hello?
Hey, so they're changing it because Columbus was an unsavory fella?
Yeah, I think that's basically what they're trying to say, is that he took advantage of, you know, he brought the nasty Europeans over here who became ugly Americans and took away the land from the indigenous individuals.
Well, have mercy, then. We should have changed President's Day a long time ago.
What moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X
6 treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Selfishness is a plague to marriage. In fact, noted psychologist Larry Crabb has said couples can act like ticks on a dog, attaching themselves to someone and sucking out whatever they need. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. That's not a very flattering description, but it does get to the heart of what plagues a lot of relationships, self-centeredness. It can start the moment a man and a woman meet. They like the way they feel when they're together, so they begin dating. They may even eventually get married. But what these couples expect from marriage can be quite different from the vows they take. Dr. Crabb puts it this way: marriage is often a way of saying, "You're doing a great job of making me feel the way I want to feel. Let's get hitched and you can keep it up." Now, there's nothing wrong with a relationship making us feel good, but it's easy to be committed to our own well-being, no matter the cost to our spouse. Yet, an enduring marriage is just the opposite. It's when you're committed to your spouse's well-being at any cost to yourself. True intimacy doesn't come from taking from our partner. It comes from giving. So, if you and your spouse want to build a strong marriage filled with passion, you're going to have to lay your own interests aside. Ticks suck out what they need. Loving couples give to each other. To help your marriage thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. Our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat, but adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com. Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It's 7:50. The Southeastern Conference on Sunday announced the format for future football scheduling that is contingent upon existing formats and adds to the strength of the schedule component that requires all schools to play either an ACC, Big 12, Big 10, or Pac-12 opponent on an annual basis. Each SEC team will continue to play 8 conference football games per season, to include 6 games against division opponents and 2 against non-division opponents, one of which will become a permanent opponent for that team, whereas the non-divisional opponents will rotate each year. A&M's permanent non-division opponent will be South Carolina. Because of the strength of schedule component that was added, and of course the Big 12 being one of those conferences, of course, now everyone's talking about A&M playing the University of Texas again. On out of Aggie baseball, where they claim their second consecutive SEC Road Series, falling on Thursday, but then they won on Friday and the rubber match on Saturday as well. Over number 21 Mississippi State, they knocked them off 6-4. A&M returns to action on Tuesday as they host the Texas State Bobcats at 6:35. That contest at Olsen Field and broadcast live on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. And an impressive Saturday session for Texas A&M track and field at the 120th Penn Relays included 3 more victories and a runner-up finish, but it was a school record. The Aggies produced 2 Relay Champion of American titles along with 3 individual titles. The ladies, after winning the 4x100 on Friday, won the 4x200, while the men set a school record in running up in a runner-up position in the 4x200. Wayne Davis II and Olivia Opone successfully defended their individual titles in the 110 hurdles and the 100 meters. The 23rd-ranked Texas A&M softball team ended their 2014 conference slate with a 9-15 record after losing 9-1 in their SEC finale against number 22, Auburn. In audio released by TMZ, Donald Sterling took issue with his girlfriend posting pictures of her with African Americans online.
If it makes you happy, I will remove all of the black people from my Instagram.
You said that before. You said, I understand.
The uproar over the comments allegedly made by Clippers owner continues. Magic Johnson said he will never attend a Clippers game again and that Commissioner Adams' life should, quote, come down hard on Sterling.
There's no place in our society for it. There's no place in our league because we all get along. We all play with different races of people when you're in sports. That's what makes sports so beautiful.
Michael Jordan says he's both disgusted and outraged by the comments. President Barack Obama even weighed in and called them, quote, incredibly offensive racist statements. On out of the actual action on the court in the NBA. Washington and Portland each own 3-1 leads in their NBA first round series after the Wizards beat Chicago 98-89. The Trailblazers downed Houston 123-120, but it took overtime. Toronto knotted up the series at 2 each by defeating the Nets 87-79. They were actually in Brooklyn. And Golden State dismantled the Clippers 118-97, tying that series at 2 apiece. In the NHL, Nick Bonino broke the hearts of Dallas Stars fans all over the world, scoring with 2:47 in overtime as the Ducks beat the Dallas Stars 5-4 in Game 6. That clinched the first-round playoff series for the Anaheim Ducks. The Ducks scored twice in the final 2:10, the last coming with less than 30 seconds in regulation.
What a save by Lettinen, still loose. Bonino and Boschman dig at it. Score! Smith-Pelly found it on the edge of the break!
All now to Major League Baseball, where Kyle Seager hit a pair of home runs to lead the Seattle Mariners to a 6-5 win against the Texas Rangers in Astros baseball.
And this is lifted in the shallow center field. Fowler coming on, gets there and makes the catch. Astros beat the Oakland A's 5-1, and the Astros earn a split of the 4-game series.
Colin McHugh allowed only 2 over 8 2/3 innings as Houston got the win over the Oakland Athletics. And finally, a NASCAR official said late Saturday that it would review video of the post-race, quote, altercation between Sprint Cup Series drivers Marcus Ambrose and Casey Mears in the Richmond International Raceway garage area in the minutes that immediately followed the Toyota owner's 400.
Those are two of the more low-key guys you'll ever run into in the garage. And look, there's some actual shoving going on. There's a punch, a swing.
He landed that punch to Casey Mears, and Mears tried to retaliate, but you saw the crew guys come in there and take over.
When it was all said and done, Joey Logano had actually won the race, surging to the lead with just 4 laps to go and a frantic finish that followed a restart on lap 392. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Hey gang, if you're thinking about making the switch to Suddenlink from your current satellite or cable provider, now is the best time to bundle and save. They're doing this thing called the Big Switch event from Suddenlink. Suddenlink's SL200 HDTV, the 15.0 internet, and home phone for only $30 a month per service when you bundle it all together. The 30-day money-back we promise guarantee goes with all of that, and there's absolutely no contract. So if you're locked into a satellite contract right now, switch. You can get up to $250 back when you switch and save with Suddenlink. Now, if this sounds like a good idea or maybe even a place you'd like to work, Suddenlink offers awesome career opportunities in the thriving industry and is looking for customer service supervisors offering a competitive salary with significant incentives, compensation potential, plus great benefits, flexible hours, and a 24/7 call center in Tyler, Texas. Join the Suddenlink team to see a difference, looking for a natural leader who enjoys sales and wants to make a difference in people's lives. Visit work4 suddenlink.com to apply and start your career today. Again, that's work4 suddenlink.com to apply.
With an available 268 horsepower V6, premium leather interior, and performance features like paddle shifters, the 2014 Toyota Camry can make even the routine morning commute more exciting.
Till you remember that mountain of mind-numbing reports, those overdue timesheets, and that close talker from sales whose breath smells like he eats nothing but mothball and cabbage sandwiches.
Hi.
Good thing Camry also offers Entune with voice-activated dialing.
Call Boss.
You've reached Walt Henderson. Leave a message.
Mr. Henderson, it's Natalie. Feeling a bit under the weather, sir. Gonna stay home and rest up. Try to make it in tomorrow.
And turn-by-turn navigation.
Driving directions, New Orleans.
Lease a 2014 and a half Camry LE for just $199 a month for 24 months with $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states since 5514.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620.